We talk every day about a plan to usher in this one world governing body, this uniparty that's been infiltrated on the brink of being conquered here in our country. People are beholden in our own Congress and Senate to the demands and the wishes and the bidding of some other foreign secular nation state rather than doing the bidding of our own people. I mean, we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars without our permission to Ukraine, a fake country fighting a proxy war against Russia, where no war has officially been declared by Congress, yet the purse strings are wide open to send your money there. Your tax dollars are going to fund racist critical race theory, this Marxist ideology in our public schools to indoctrinate your kids to hate themselves if the skin color is white, the importance of transgenderism, pulling your kids out, CPS taking them away from parents to fly them to some other sanctuary state where they can have their genitalia mutilated. I mean, all of this we are paying for, the rollout of the injections, the mandates, the social distancing, the remdesivir that was coursing through the veins of millions of people while they were being murdered for money in hospitals. All of this stuff was paid for with taxpayer dollars. We have to shut them down. We can do that. The Stu Peters Network has a film called Slave Nation, because that's what we're living in right now, is a slave nation. We are enslaved, but we don't have to be. So it's obviously the most censored film on all of the internet. The only place that you can see it is at StuPeters.com. Watch Slave Nation today. StuPeters.com. Again, StuPeters.com for Slave Nation. The Stu Peters Show starts right now.
I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from?
The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored.
I refuse to be silenced or muzzled.
Unafraid.
No man will intimidate me.
Unstoppable.
The Extreme Accountability Tour is kicking off this summer. We will have dates and locations very soon. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So in what's still a developing story, we're learning once again that a Jewish pervert out in Hollywood molested a well-known child star and many, many more, and that he operated right out in the open for years. But no one cared. You see, this is the systematic rape and ruination of children, of child stars that we have heard about in Hollywood for decades now, but nobody has been willing to stop it. No one. Not one person. Not one person in any position of legal or judicial authority has been willing to step in and put a stop to it. So it continues to this day, mostly unabated. Former Nickelodeon star Drake Bell, who played prominent roles on Nickelodeon's Amanda Show and Drake and Josh, and who was a pretty famous kid in the late 90s and early 2000s, is accusing Brian Peck of molesting him. Peck is, of course, a perverted Jew who slithered his way into the children's film industry as a voice coach and a filmmaker, the occasional actor, and then used that access to children to rape them and molest them. And these accusations by Drake Bell, they aren't some sort of Me Too scam or some attention grab. No, Brian Peck has already been convicted. But you wouldn't know that because he continues to work in Hollywood. He was arrested in 2003. He was convicted in 2004. He spent 16 months in jail for it. Court records say that Peck molested a child actor under the age of 16, but the underage victim's name wasn't made public. The crimes that Peck was convicted of were absolutely disgusting. He was convicted of oral copulation with a minor under the age of 16, performing a lewd act on a 14 or 15-year-old. He was required to register as a sex offender. And now we're learning that Drake Bell was that child actor. He was the victim whose name was never revealed until now. Bell says that he was molested by Peck when he worked with him on The Amanda Show, and it's rather hard to believe that Bell was the first child that this pervert molested. He was just the one who finally got him convicted of it. Let's be real. Usually, these predators rack up a long list of victims before they're finally caught. And then, boom, after they're finally caught, they're just quickly let go and allowed to start this process over and over and over again. Instead of a bullet in the brain or a millstone around the neck, or some sort of public execution by guillotine or firing squad. No, instead, they get put right back into society where they can hurt even more kids. Just ask Brian Peck. Even after he was convicted of being a pedophile and registered as a sex offender, he found work in Hollywood. He kept working in the film industry. He maintained access to children. And this should be unbelievable, but it's not. It's just Jewish Hollywood 101. These perverted freaks, they love rounding up children, especially Gentile children, and telling them, you're going to be a big star. And then they molest them. They steal their innocence. They ruin their lives. And they can make as much money as they can. They molest as many kids as they can. And then they throw them away. They've been doing it for decades. They love feeding off the energy of children, off the innocence, and off of the blood of children. There is a long, long string of former child stars, especially at Nickelodeon, who have been abused by these perverts. Defenseless children who are thrust into the spotlight and thrown to the wolves by the time they're 18. By the time they're an adult, they're addicted to drugs. They have run-ins with the law. Sometimes they end up abusing children themselves, and other times they just end up dead. And Drake Bell's not even the only child star from that Amanda show to have serious problems. Amanda Bynes herself, the star of the show, has been in and out of mental institutions. And you know, Drake Bell, he's had his own problems as well. He was convicted of child endangerment in a case of a young fan that he met online and then initiated some sort of a relationship with. I mean, this is a cycle in Hollywood, a sick one. Hopefully by coming forward, Bell can help end it. Even within his own life, I truly mean that. This is a man who's obviously in desperate need of prayer. And he's not the only one. This Brian Peck, this Jewish pervert, he's been hanging around Hollywood for a very long time, decades. He's been targeting kids since before some members of this audience were even born. Back in the 90s, there was some extremely disturbing video footage recorded of Brian Peck and a young Leonardo DiCaprio, whom Peck rubbed all over and got to show off his child muscles while Peck called DiCaprio, quote, the hottest, hunkiest teen out there. Look.
You see, we draw drawings of each other. Brian is the famous artist, and we always make fun of each other and portray each other in silly, satirical ways.
Leo's job on this set, for some reason, is to make fun of me all day long. Leo, as you know, is the latest, hottest, hunkiest teen idol there is.
Yeah, muscles.
Look, speaking of hunky, huh?
And this is what he was willing to do in public, in front of everyone, on film. This was a film documenting DiCaprio's backstage exploits. And it really looks like a child molester, a groomer, is caught red-handed doing it. Our friend Owen Benjamin, he called this guy out 4 years ago. He called him out 4 years ago and used that very same Leonardo DiCaprio footage to do it. This guy is a pervert. He's a pedophile. And there are obviously more victims. We just need them to come forward. Every single one of these sick Hollywood parasites should be hanging from the end of a noose somewhere. Or even better, after they're convicted of raping kids, they can be thrown out into the courthouse square for people to handle them the way that they seem fit. It'd be one hell of an exercise in community building, I can tell you that. Check out this video from Owen Benjamin. This was over 4 years ago, keep that in mind, when he identified Brian Peck as a serial predator.
What? Our little drawings.
All right, look at how touchy and weird he is with this dude. Watch this.
Show us the little
drawings. Oh, the little drawings. You see, we draw drawings of each other. Brian is the famous artist, and we always make fun of each other and portray each other in silly, satirical ways.
Leo's job on this set, for some reason, is to make fun of me all day long.
Okay, so here we have Robert De Niro. Right there. See Robert?
From the beginning, Leonardo Wilhelm DiCaprio was destined to be a spirited boy. He received his first name after swiftly kicking his mother from her...
Okay, do you guys do know that De Niro was just linked to a child sex ring in France? Anyway, so who is that guy that DiCaprio was just with? I'll tell you who he was. Let's get to know Brian Peck. So, you might think, yeah, sometimes you can... People are affectionate or whatever. No. Who's... Brian Peck. Disney hired convicted child molester to work on 2006 kids show. This is Brian Peck. Okay, let's... Peck was originally charged with 11 counts including lewd act upon a child, sodomy of a person under 16, attempted sodomy of a person under 16, sexual penetration by a foreign object, four counts of oral copulation of a person under 16, oral copulation with anesthesia or controlled substance, sending harmful matter and using a minor for sex acts. He pled guilty in no contest to a lewd act against a child and oral copulation. Court found him guilty of both. The remaining counts were dismissed.
This Jewish pervert, this child molesting pervert, has been moving in plain sight the entire time. And he kept on getting work in Hollywood. No one seemed to mind. No one seemed to care that he was a convicted child rapist who shoved foreign objects up teen boys' and put his mouth on their genitalia, among other disgusting things that are just unimaginable. And he's far from the only one. Even at Nickelodeon, who's been accused of molesting kids, another Jewish pervert, Dan Schneider, has been accused by numerous ex-child stars of being a pedophile and having a fixation on children's feet. I mean, this is just absolutely disgusting. He incorporated his foot fetish into children's shows. And at the peak of his perverted influence at Nickelodeon, the network's logo was a foot. Nickelodeon paid out hundreds of thousands of dollars to Schneider's child victims to keep them quiet. What a coincidence that both of these guys, Brian Peck and Dan Schneider, just happened to call themselves Jews, just like Harvey Weinstein. This is just the tip of the iceberg. But I can tell you one thing. It's past time for justice. Every single one of these parasitical pieces of filth should be exposed, convicted, and then dealt with in extreme ways. Our good friend Owen Benjamin, who you saw exposing this pedophile 4 years ago, is with us now. Oral copulation, shoving foreign objects, using anesthetics to put these kids to sleep while he has their way with them. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at just DiCaprio, and I like DiCaprio, like I did an award show that he was honored at once, and he was very nice, and he's a really good actor. And after seeing that, I felt really bad for the guy, because his publicist, I think, was also a convicted pedophile, and his manager, I think, later was also a convicted. It was like the dude was just surrounded by monsters, and everyone pretends like he's this idol hero that everyone wants to be, and he gets so many chicks and blah blah blah. He obviously has a hard time getting married, has a hard time having a family. He seems pretty broken to me, even though, you know, people just want a mansion and a Bugatti so they don't see it. And so yeah, I've been calling that out for years and years, and of course I was called an anti-Semite and all that stuff, and these videos were taken down off YouTube, because I always go with what's right in front of people. I'm not even saying anything that's debatable. It's like they do these fetishes in their movies. Like when you look at Steven Spielberg's history and you look at some of these scenes with like a dinosaur sneezing gooey liquid all over a kid's face, or like it's really dark. And you know, I just am pointing it out, and I actually have compassion for Leonardo DiCaprio as a human being and not as like a celebrity idol, because his childhood was awful. And they same with Bryan Singer. It's like, so these guys are either accused or convicted of pedophilia, and then they're allowed to direct more children's movies, you know? And it's meanwhile, they pretend I'm the human embodiment of evil because I call things out. I make them uncomfortable. I say things just for words. And there's these convicted pedophiles that work at Nickelodeon to shape the minds of the youth. And, you know, and that's one reason why I don't take them very seriously. And I don't care. Like when they say I'm a failed comedian now, or, oh, you went crazy and you threw away your career, I'm like, you guys are sick. Like, I don't take offense to any of it anymore. I just enjoy my life.
What is the justification for any of this? I mean, why aren't these people locked up after they're convicted or killed on the public stage? These people should be executed for doing. I mean, what you said about I'm totally empathetic to sympathetic. I've not been through this. I'm sympathetic to Leonardo DiCaprio and all these other people. Their entire innocence, their entire childhood, their whole life has been lived in a mental psychological prison. After this innocence was stolen from them, I mean, that they're serving a life sentence. What is the justification for allowing these people right back into Hollywood? And yeah, you're demonized for calling it out. Like, who is it that's tolerating this?
Well, that's why I go at all the roots of it. Why I've like talked about the Holocaust and stuff like that, because that's how they hide. So, you know, if you call out a Jewish pedophile, they say that you're a Nazi and you want them to be turned to soap and all that. So that's how they do that.
I want them turned to a whole lot worse than soap.
And so, and then they act like
maybe we could turn them into cow shit. And then Nimrata, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy would have all of the toothpaste that they need.
Perfect. Yeah, and they always do that, too. They pretend like you're saying every Jew's a pedophile immediately, too. You're like, but they use the Jew thing as a shield. And Candace Owens is calling this out right now, too. And she's getting hammered by that lubricant rabbi there, whatever his name is. The one thing they're the most afraid of is that they can't use the Jew victim thing as a shield. And the way they get the kids is through the greed of the parents. So it's like, it's just greed. It's like, so it's kind of like any mafia where if you're paid off or you want what they have, you stay quiet. And so unfortunately they go after a lot of kids with single mothers who, just like anywhere, just like pedophiles anywhere. It's like they target kids without a strong, male in the family and they don't have morality. So if you just give them money, you know, shut up, Danny, and you know, do what they say. You don't want to embarrass us. You know, it's like, it's that. And so a highly moral family with a father and a community, it's really hard for these people to predate on anybody like that. But with these, you know, like Leonardo DiCaprio comes from a very dark upbringing. It's very like troubled and, you know, that's who they go after.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been troubled had this peck not come into his life and had his parents not been able to sell him off for 30 pieces of silver. Yeah, you want access to my son's hole? Sure, no problem. Just as long as the checks keep cashing. How many more people out there are there like this, Owen? And I mean, obviously it's incomprehensible and there'd be no way to like really nail down a number. But I mean, is this going on in the majority of Hollywood? And in order to make it into the big scene, you have to be willing to accept that this is what's going to happen to you as a child?
Yeah, that's my theory. It seems like... I don't know how many actual pedophile predators there are. There's definitely more than people want to admit. But one thing they definitely have is a majority of people that are willing to not say anything. And that's a huge amount of Hollywood. Because some people think that Hollywood is just like all pedophiles and all baby sacrifice and all this. No, it's not. But there is a surprising amount of people that if shown that don't say anything and act like it's good for money. And so that compliance is the real evil of Hollywood because, you know, the amount of pecs, I don't even know how that can even be possible that wants to drug a preteen and rape them. I don't know, maybe I'm naive, but I have a really hard time understanding that there's like believing that there's a lot of those because it just seems so horrifying. But what there is people that hire him, people that work with him, people that know this and don't say anything, people that let him have a kid to run lines with by themselves and they don't warn anybody. And that is the banality of evil, you know, the cowardice of evil, which is definitely there and in a lot of institutions.
The sound guys and the stage hands and the camera people that know that Peck is taking DiCaprio back into some room somewhere or on some bus or something and having his way with him. And they're just keeping their mouth shut so that they can keep their paychecks.
And that's why they want everyone to have a vice where it's like mine. I used to just like drink and go out a lot. And so, cause that distracts you. So that's why they don't promote anyone that doesn't have a vice, whether it's drugs, women, alcohol, greed, whatever it is, because then you won't ask questions because you're busy doing your stupid thing, you know? Like you don't want to be caught for just trying to hook up with, you know, chicks. And so that's why sin blinds everybody. That's why they push so much pornography because like even pornography, you're watching pornography and you have that kind of addiction, like you're not seeing things. You're not looking into other people's situation because you're like just weak and hiding yourself, you know?
Yeah. Part of the Extreme Accountability Tour is we're going to have burn barrels. We're going to do that. We're going to ask everybody in every community that we're going to or wherever they're coming from to go into the school libraries and public libraries and get all of the pornographic grooming filth off of the shelves and bring them. Do you know how empowering that's going to be for people?
I've done it. I've burned books.
And how does it feel? I mean, it has to be the most liberating feeling ever.
Yeah, it's great because it's a big spell that every book is sacred. And so when I first had kids, people were sending my kids, people, not my listeners, but just people in my life would send these books and it'd be like, you know, Gary the Gay Dinosaur on the Moon, you know, and I burned them and people still talk about it like it's such a bad thing. They're like, oh, are you going to burn your kids' books? I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Yes. They're not going to become my kids' books because they're going to be burnt before they can. And we're going to remove this stuff from these communities all over the place.
Yeah, and there's something spiritually great about burning evil books. Because people pretend they're like, oh, but it's knowledge. I'm like, dude, everyone uses newspaper to start fires, like is kindling. No one thinks twice about burning words on a page. But for some reason, it's these books. They act like you've burned a human being.
Yeah,
when you burn.
And the very act of burning a book is anti-Semitic.
They're running out of runway, man.
They've overshot the runway.
Yeah, I know some Jews that are good guys, and I do feel for them because so many like anti-Semitism means nothing now.
It's fake,
and it not only nothing, it means that you're against evil. It's like it's this full circle where you're like, yeah, I don't think you should have sex with a dead dog. And they're like, oh, you're anti-Semitic. It's like, what? You know, they got to seriously rope that back and rebrand.
time for a rethink on this claiming to be a Jew thing. Owen Benjamin, we really appreciate it and hope that you will join us on one of these stops in the Extreme Accountability Tour. As dates and locations become available, we will make them available to you and to the rest of the public. Meanwhile, that information can also be found at StuPeters.com. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. Go nowhere. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Gold Co. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes, but blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal, and then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. Perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP. So it's officially 2024, and that means now is the time to start taking care of your liver more than any other time. Why is that? Well, because the latest data indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? This means that many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Think about it. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. Well, for decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time for us to return the favor and start helping our livers. So there's a solution. Liver Health Formula. It's an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel immediately, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. That's getliverhelp.com/stew. You know, it's impossible for anyone who's capable of critically thinking independently. It's impossible for anyone to deny that these people who call themselves Jews, these people who claim to be Jewish, who make up 2% of America's population, have massively disproportionate control over nearly every single facet of our society. They hold unelected positions in our government. They control Joe Biden's cabinet. They're overrepresented in Congress and on the Supreme Court. They control the banking sector. They control the Federal Reserve. They're sitting at the top of the most destructive corporations, not just in America, but across the entire plane of the planet. And obviously, they run the entertainment industry. They use music, and they use film, and they use pornography to push their filth and their perversions onto the goyim. And anyone who questions any of this, anyone who notices this extreme amount of Jewish control, is targeted for destruction. They're called an anti-Semite. They're called a racist. They're called a Nazi. They're called anything that the Jewish enforcers and their sycophants can think of, up to and including literally Hitler. This guy is literally Hitler. Stu Peters is literally Hitler. You see, there's this entire gang of these Jew enforcers that includes groups like the ADL, but it also includes individuals. And whenever anyone runs afoul of them, these people, these parasitical vultures, they quickly rein them back in, and if the offender doesn't cooperate, they destroy their lives. They're running a blackmail operation. And they use this vast network of media outlets and big tech-aligned influencer accounts and literal Israeli agents to carry it out. And they crush anyone who gets in their way. But you know, lately, they've been running into some trouble. They've been running into a bunch of unruly goy, like us here at the Stu Peters Network, and like Candace Owens, who refuse to fall in line. Despite working over at the Daily Wire in the belly of the Zionist beast that is the American media landscape, Ben Shapiro hasn't been able to do much to control what Candace Owens says, and she's putting forth a lot of truth lately. And so, of course, all of this caught the eye of one of the top Jew enforcers, the Jews' blackmailer-in-chief, Rabbi Shmuley. This hideously ugly rabbi who looks like a real-life version of an anti-Jewish propaganda poster, and his daughter, who's also equally as hideous, they're like the blackmailers of the stars. Anyone in media, anyone in entertainment who steps out of line, the Shmuleys set their targets on them, set their crosshairs on them. They run blackmail campaigns. They plant hit pieces in the media. They do everything that they can to ruin their lives. And Candace openly discussed this the other day on her program. She talked about how these Jews came after her when she gave airtime to Kanye West, when she wore a White Lives Matter shirt with Kanye, and when she dared to broach the topic of Jewish control and Jewish influence. Shmuley and his daughter demanded that Candace disavow Kanye West, and if she didn't, They said that she would face severe consequences. Take a look.
I very much abstained from speaking much about the issue because people were so emotional that people couldn't hear, even if I had shared. And even when Kanye did share that he was speaking about specific people in Hollywood that he believed were coming after him and were trying to control him. He actually named some of those individuals. He shared personal text messages of a friend of his, a personal trainer to the stars, who again happens to be Jewish, who was threatening to put him in the hospital and to drug him against his will. Harley Pasternak is his name, and the media barely reported on those text messages that he shared publicly because obviously he was enemy number one. And here's what else I will tell you. When that Kanye situation went down, I was being threatened by a person named Rabbi Shmuley, a person that Michael Jackson put on his enemy list, a person that I had never heard of, was threatening me and saying that unless I came out and said things explicitly against Kanye, he would effectively ruin my life. He said that he would take out a front page ad and smear me as an anti-Semite. And it wasn't just him, it was also his daughter. They're messaging me saying, don't mess with Jews. Very bizarre stuff. And they have not stopped, to be clear. And him and his daughter have consistently pulled clips from this show, taken them out of context, and tried to convince Jewish people that I hate them.
Did you hear that? You heard that. If Candace Owens didn't come out against Kanye West, Shmuley and his hideous daughter said, hey, we will ruin your life. They said they would take out front page ads. And these threats weren't made quietly or behind closed doors. No, they were made publicly. You see, these people that call themselves Jews, that claim to be Jewish, they can be as brazen as they want to be because their degenerate tribe is in control. And nobody is willing to do anything about it because they'll be called an anti-Semite. Well, we don't give a shit. Okay, we don't care. And Candace Owens has refused to back down too. She's refusing to be quiet. If anything, she's getting even louder. And she's hinting now that she has knowledge of Jewish pedophile rings in Hollywood and DC, two of the most disgusting cities on earth, both of which, of course, are run by people who claim to be Jews. And that seemed to strike a nerve with this Shmuley character, who's a noted pervert and wrote a bizarre book on having kosher sex. So now he's following through on his threats. Over the weekend, he made a post to X that called Candace Owens an American abomination and the face of racism and anti-Semitism. He called her a self-hating black woman. And he really got bent out of shape over Candace's take on the drug overdose death of black criminal George Floyd. You know, the death that the Jews used to kick off an anti-white color revolution in the United States. This blackmail operation is nothing new for this Shmuley parasite. This is what he does. This is what his people do. They do it every single time. They haven't been kicked out of more than 100 countries because people didn't like the look of their tiny hats. No, it goes much deeper than that. And you know, as Candace mentioned in her video, Michael Jackson had Shmuley on his enemies list. That's interesting. What did Michael Jackson know about Shmuley and the Jews? And did it cost him his life? Before Kanye West, there was Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, by all accounts, seems to have known the score. And he was skeptical, to say the least, about Hollywood Jews. He made songs about it, songs that are now censored by Jewish-run big tech platforms like YouTube. Why? And when Michael Jackson did too much noticing, when he started asking too many questions and getting too big for his Gentile britches, the Jews ruined him. They called him a pedophile. He died addicted to drugs. That's a whole different story, a whole different episode, but if you dig into Michael Jackson's downfall, you'll find that it's littered with subversive Jews, just like Rabbi Shmuley. There's only one way to defeat these people that call themselves Jews, and that's to keep on noticing. to keep on raising awareness and not backing down to these threats. We can't be intimidated by a bunch of people who are hiding behind the shield of claiming to be Jewish. Top Lobster's been noticing. He's been paying attention. He's here with us for more on this. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me back again. Man, Rabbi Shmuley, you guys gave me the call. Said, come and talk about Rabbi Shmuley. I said, of course. One of my favorite people to look and notice on Twitter and just in general. I mean, thank God God created something called physiognomy where we can kind of just look at somebody and immediately know they're the bad guy. And when I look at this guy's face, if he doesn't rub you the wrong way, I mean, just looking at him as he's speaking, something must be dead inside.
Yeah, it's almost like he has pubic hairs growing out of his face. It's disgusting.
It's comical. It's sometimes I go the Owen Benjamin route of thinking where it's like, it almost seems too set up. The guy has this villainous face, eyes too close together, nose real big, always rubbing hands, puby beard. And he's doing the most obnoxious things, from running a sex company with his daughter to, you know, just calling blatant anti-Semitism about just about anything. I mean, and one of his latest posts here I was looking at where he's kind of alluding to the humiliation ritual that they put John Cena through the other day. Like, as it almost, I'm like, are you related to this also? Are you just doing all of these things? Because all these patterns seem quite related. It's sexual deviancy. It's claiming victimhood. You're constantly bringing up the Holocaust while they run a genocide in Gaza still.
It's, yeah, this whole Jewish thing is a really big psyop. And we're going to edge our way into explaining that Judaism isn't even really a real thing. You know, there's the Hebrews of the Bible, and then there's these Khazars, right? They're different. A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of atheists inside of this thing, a lot of Satanists, actual worshipers of Satan, that they hide behind, I am a Jew, right? They're not practicing Jews. So a lot of people say, oh, Stu, be careful because, you know, you're painting all of these Jews in a negative light. No, I'm not. These people aren't Jews. This is the big psyop. They're not Jewish. They're not Jews. They're not the Hebrews of the Bible. These aren't these people. These people are in league with Satan. And they're using this cloak of protection called Judaism, and I am a Jew or I am Jewish. They're claiming to be Jewish people so that they can use this fake label called anti-Semitism, which is fake. It doesn't even mean anything. And then get you kicked off the internet. They have given themselves so much power inside of that lobby. And by the way, the Jew lobby is the same lobby as the gay lobby. They're all working hand in hand. They're the same thing. These are the bullshit ushering in this authoritarianism and this censorship regime. Go ahead.
It's interesting that you bring up the fake Judaism and the Satanism aspect of that, because he's coming at this guy, Jonathan Glazer, who did create some kind of propaganda for the Holocaust, but now he's obviously left-leaning, so he's calling for a ceasefire. And he mentions that he's holding his tiny golden calf, which is his Oscar award. And in, you know, biblically, the golden calf is just a representation of another small G god that the Jews took up as Moses went up on the hill and came down and said, hey, what are you guys doing? So it all does, it tracks. It's all written there, like underlined, that he's telling you without telling you that we're not the Jews. We are not the Jews of the Bible. We are something else. We're bringing about end times. And part of me wonders how this plays into what he's doing to play into the part of end time prophecy, where we're going to be building this temple. Do the Jews need, do they need another Holocaust? Do they need another tragedy? Because it seems like he's setting the people up for another tragedy, so that way they can have their justification as they do the next thing.
It's a very, very deep, long game that they have played here in order to carry out this infiltration and this occupation, to conquer a nation and to pervert the minds of children into normalizing their own sexualization so that they can have unfettered and eventually legal access to having sex with them. And they will bribe their way in and out of it. They will blackmail their way in and out of it. They will threaten their way in and out of it. They'll kick you off the internet if you notice it. Owen Benjamin, just in the first segment, just said, I'm the bad guy for 4 years ago calling out a guy who's a pedophile, who's repeatedly raping kids, using, you know, objects to sodomize these kids and put his mouth around their genitalia. And I'm the bad guy for calling him out because this guy happens to claim to be a Jew. So this is anti-Semitic now to call out a pedophile. For you to say, this guy was convicted of sodomizing and raping and performing lewd acts on 14, 15, and 16-year-olds, but was allowed after only serving 16 months in prison instead of having a noose around his neck and dangling in some public square somewhere after he was convicted or shot in the brain like he should have been. Instead, he served 16 months in prison and then went right back to Hollywood, where producers and filmmakers gave him access to more kids.
Well, it just seems to me that people notice, though. Like, people are noticing way more. Just looking at the interactions that he's having here on Twitter, I know that's a small spectrum of the people. They see what's going on, and it seems like they're fed up with it. But it also does seem like it's being done on purpose, as if, like, the Jewish people as a whole, all of the Jewish people, not these guys that are in charge, they're going to be put up to slaughter. They're going to be put up in camps or whatever happened to them before. And it seems like he's pushing this again. When I think back about World War II and what happened in Nazi Germany, sure, Jewish people were put in concentration camps, but what ultimately happened? They were granted the state of Israel. It was a huge win for them, for at least the Jewish elite. And the people who just back them and run cover for them, you know, the regular rank and file, you're going to be thrown to the wolves at some point.
Yeah, a lot of this is just really fake. And, you know, these Jewish people who have accepted Christ are not the people that are infiltrating governments. They're not the people that are pushing this filth on our children, and they're likely very good people. I know people who are Jewish, and they're really good people. This is not who we're talking about. And I think Alex Jones got it wrong when I was there. He's like, what do you want to do, just eradicate all the Jews and then things will be better? No, I am not saying that. I am noticing that there is a gang, a tribe of parasitic destroyers who have infiltrated our government, who all claim to be Jewish people. And if this were happening by any other people, we would point them out and we would name them. If you live on the north side of Minneapolis and you know that there is a gang of people who's just wreaking havoc on children and jumping them at their bus stops and murdering them in the streets, you're going to go and you're going to find out, what is the name of those people? Oh, they call themselves the Bloods, or they call themselves the Crips. And then you're going to expose them, just like this gang of people that calls themselves Jews, who are not Jews. They're fronts, they're fakes, so they can hide behind the gang. You see, the gang is what provides the protection, not the individuals themselves. They can't, because they're weak on their own. This Shmuley is a parasite and he's completely weak, but he has a fortress behind him. He has an army behind him, the ADL and AIPAC and all of this representation of these fake Jews that will get you nuked off the internet if you oppose raping and grooming children. That's the big golden calf here. That's what they really want. That's the top prize. The top prize is unfettered legal sexual access with your kids. That's why they're fighting right now, because good people are putting a stop to this and demanding extreme accountability for people who hurt kids. I'll say it again. You touch our kids, we kill you. That message needs to be sent very clearly and adopted by everybody. There's nobody who could say that they would be against killing someone after a conviction for harming children.
I agree completely. I agree completely, Stu. But we're headed towards a world where, as you said, that is becoming that's going to become something that's part of life, unless we stop it now.
Extreme Accountability Tour is kicking off very soon. It's going to be all summer long. We will have dates and locations coming up. We're going to have book burnings at these things. We're going to call out these pedophiles, these people who call themselves Jews, Top Lobster. We're going to get you the information. We want you to be at these things as well. If you'll join us, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Oh, a quick look here. A quick look before we go. This Uncancelable, a lot of people have been asking what this is. Brand new show, King Bao, Stu Peters, starting soon, bringing it to the Stu Peters Network once a week. This thing is going to be absolutely unbelievable. You want to talk about exposing people? This is the guy who called out Jimmy Kimmel in the ring after winning. Yep, Jimmy Kimmel never came with it, but he's gone now, isn't he? Bowed his way out. We're giving that credit to King Bao, and he will be here on the Stu Peters Network joining us once a week. Me, King Bao, sitting down on the couch, big name guests, in-person interviews, long-form interviews, uncomfortable conversations that must be had. Uncancelable, coming to the Stu Peters Network very soon. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Just like they've done for decades, all over the planet, all over the Middle East, all over these war zones. Our fake government, this uniparty corporate murderous crime syndicate, is funding and supervising a massive terrorist camp, a training ground, a recruiting depot. It's located in the Darien Gap, where migrants from all over the world are gathering before trekking north to invade America. We've covered this extensively on this program. This region in the south of Panama, the Darien Gap, has been a rallying point for people from around the world to gather before they begin their long march here into the United States. They get shelter there. They get provisions. They get matched up with NGOs like the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, and then they get divided into well-organized invasion teams, and they head for our southern border where Dan Lyman has been hanging out. He'll be joining us just momentarily. But I say all this to tell you, these aren't just desperate third worlders from Central and South America hoping to come into the United States and cut your grass or replace the roof on your house. No, they're not even just cartel members coming to kill you and sell your kids drugs or sell them into sex trafficking. No, these are state agents. State agents from places like communist China. They're terrorists from groups like Hamas and Hezbollah that our government is now deliberately pushing into war mode on the other side of the world. And now they're all coming here to America. And in that Darien Gap, there's a massive camp appropriately called the China Camp. Panama's government has actually tried to shut it down. But this unholy alliance between the United States and Communist China and the World Economic Forum have pushed back and forced it to stay open. This place has been visited by Alejandro Mayorkas, the treasonous traitor who should face a military tribunal and after conviction should be hanged on an international stage. He himself was a board member at the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society before becoming the DHS secretary. So this place is operating with the full backing of the United States government. It's being funded by you. Its associated NGOs are helping to streamline the most dangerous invaders imaginable into our country and right into our communities. Michael Yan has been blowing the whistle on all of this. He's been exposing more about the Darien Gap invasion than anyone else on the face of the planet, and he recently captured some drone footage of this camp and has more information about what's going on inside of this place. We hope to catch up to him when he has internet back later on in the week, but he recently made a post. Look at this footage. Look at this footage. Roll this footage next to me. Look at this. This is his camp. He recently made a post to X relaying a lot of this information to the general public, and what he's learned around the China camp is deeply disturbing. He says that there's been clashes between different elements of invaders and NGOs and governments surrounding this camp. People have been arrested there. They've disappeared and likely been murdered. Buildings where records are believed to have been kept have been burned to the ground. Jan reported on X, quote, records that include CCP operatives, Hamas, Hezbollah, and others who have passed through were said to have been burned. It's unlikely if backups are intact. It's unknown to me if the records were actually burned or maybe just vanished into the night. Powerful forces are at play. This is a multiplayer game. This is a complete and total unmitigated disaster. The United States is being invaded. There's no denying it. People are coming in from all over the world, straight into our country to destroy us from within, and our government and their partners from every other country, every group on earth that hates us and wants us dead, are working with them every step of the way. So after the Darien Gap at Camp China, or China Camp, they then show up on our border. Places like Eagle Pass, Piedras Negras, where Dan Lyman just got back from hours ago, and he's with us now. How dangerous is this, Dan?
Well, I'll give you one example. We were the first American journalists to actually go into the only shelter that's being operated in Piedras Negras, where tens of thousands of illegal aliens have passed in recent months, making their way into Eagle Pass, Texas. Right now, there's only a few hundred because the flow has been slowed a little bit, and that's due in large part, actually, to the intervention of Mexican authorities, the Mexican military. And so actually we went inside there and we were able to meet some of the people that are on their way to the U.S. Many of them told us proudly that they had their CBP-1 apps and they were waiting in there for a few days before they were going to make their way to the bridge and be welcomed into the United States by CBP agents. And so anyways, we went in. We were, like I said, the first Americans ever to go in there with cameras rolling. And we were told by our guides on the way in that everything would be fine. No worries at all. Totally safe. They don't want any trouble in there. These migrants just want to, you know, make their way to the bridge and then cross illegally into the U.S. Well, we found out that that's not necessarily the case. We were in there for about 10 or 15 minutes. And in the middle of a live hit in the courtyard, we were triangulated by a group of migrants, males, who were on cell phones and looked like they were ready to cause some problems. And then one of them flashed a very large blade at our security team, and security team ended up whisking us away in the middle of a hit due to the danger posed in that moment. Now, this is just a small sampling, of course, that we encountered. And of course, we know many, many thousands or tens of thousands of people like that have already made their way into the U.S. And we can only assume that with the devolution in Haiti at this point, that potentially even cannibal gangs are going to be making their way into the U.S. So this is just example after example about the danger posed to American citizens by this unbelievable invasion at the southern border.
Who is it that's coming across the border? Is that report by Michael Yan correct? Are you seeing a bunch of Chinese people and a bunch of, you know, Muslims, part of Hamas or Hezbollah?
Well, what's interesting is that in some cases, the people that are coming across and where they're coming across is it varies depending on their economic status and their connections. And so, for instance, in Piedras, these are some of the poorest migrants because basically they make their way up into Mexico and then they hop on the trains and they ride them up to the train station in Piedras. And these happen to be the people with the least money to actually make their way to the U.S. That is in contrast with, for instance, the Chinese. They're generally some of the wealthiest of the migrants that are making their way to the U.S., and they're able to pay to fly in. And you've probably seen the footage of them when they enter Hakumba in California or near the San Diego area. A lot of them are very well-dressed, and they're actually traveling with rolly bags, like a rolly carry-on. They all look brand new, the luggage. That's not the kind of stuff that you can bring on a journey with you by train and then on foot and through the trails. And so that's why, in some cases, the types of people that are coming through vary. And then in addition to that, as we learned, Piedras is actually in the state of Coahuila, which is controlled by the Mexican authorities, as opposed to some of the border states along Arizona and California, which are controlled by the cartels. So that also affects who is coming and how they're making their way into the U.S.
But somebody that's definitely not in control is anybody that's trying to stop this. I mean, did you see any efforts by feds from the United States down there trying to stop people from illegally invading our country so that they can kill kids?
Well, the show of force was monumental in Shelby Park, for instance. We all know Shelby Park now because that's where, you know, there's been such a clash between the state of Texas and the feds. But what's interesting is that whole park, it looks like the DMZ. You know, I've been to the DMZ in Korea, and it resembles that. You can't go anywhere near it. It's military vehicles and border patrol vehicles and boats and all that. However, if you just go about a half a mile to a mile in either direction to the end of the border barrier, there's no barrier. There are hardly any patrols. There's hardly any presence, even within the border barrier in that area. Many gates are just left open for all day for people to pass through if they want to. So the security theater was something to behold because, you know, if you only saw Eagle Pass, you would think that things were totally under control. But all you have to do is go to the city limits and realize it's totally lawless down there.
So no, our feds are not trying to stop this.
It doesn't seem like that. Maybe to some degree, you know, Texas is doing a little bit. We also encountered another shelter, but on the U.S. side of things, and that one was even more heavily guarded. We couldn't even get onto the grounds. We couldn't even approach it without security stopping us. As soon as we got our cameras rolling, they were rushing illegal aliens in from outside into the building to hide them from our cameras, and they called the police on us as well. So
right, they don't want you to see what's happening here. So when you activate your cameras in certain areas, they put on this movie, this show, it's all fiction. It's all just like some kind of a Netflix B film. And they show you all the boats and the airboats and all the guns and the people trying to stop. It's fake. They're not trying to stop anything. They're actively trying to hide these migrants from American journalists who are documenting the invasion of our country. And you're doing a hell of a job doing it. Thank you, Dan, so much for being there, putting your life in danger, and then coming here to report it. We appreciate it. Dan Lyman, God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Yeah, of course. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do-it-yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No. You're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle, it improved my heart and brain function, and while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all 7 essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. By using the promo code Stu Peters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember, bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters, and then use promo code Stu Peters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough.